The Gopher softball team opens its season this weekend. They'll be in sunny Florida. At least we hope it's sunny. Piper Ritter, in year two now as the head coach of this Gopher softball team, joins us for Gopher Talk. And good to see you, Coach.
Hi, nice to see you. Good to be here.
As we look and see where you're at, you're out in the car getting ready to run some errands. There is snow in the background, but I know you're eager to get to the Sunshine State and get some games started this weekend with some pretty good competition.
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, anytime, you know, you get to have a full season under your belt, the team is really excited, and they're excited to, you know, they're kind of over practicing. They're ready to go out there and play some games.
How did the fall go? I know you had some scrimmages with some other teams, and obviously that's an important part of building and improving. And how did that work to get you ready here for the start of this this season this spring?
You know, I think the fall was wonderful. It was just good to be back at our field. You know, we had packed stands. You know, everything was full. I would never say it was kind of normal again, but, you know, we were able to host an alumni game, and we got all our games in, but, you know, one rain out day. So we couldn't have asked for better weather, better fans, better support. And it was great. It was great getting back out there.
Yeah. And as you now get ready, as you mentioned, to embark, you said you wouldn't use exactly the word normal, but we are getting a little more normal. It's not all Big Ten games, and it's not the way you guys kind of had to go through, especially early last year. You're in Florida, but man, it was, I know it was a unique situation where now you've got Georgia on the schedule this weekend. You've got, you know, South Florida or Central Florida, I should say, and Fresno State and some others. And the week after that, you're going someplace warm again. And it is a little bit more normal, right?
Absolutely. I feel like we're going to have a full season. We're going to be able to compete heavy in the preseason and, you know, and push ourselves to be ready for Big Tens and postseason. I'm excited about it. I think that we've had a tough schedule, but our girls, you know, they want nothing but tough. And so we're excited to kind of see what we have, you know, to get out there and play some ball and, you know, come back, get a little bit better and do it again on the weekend, right? That's what it's all about.
Indeed. And that is one of the other things in terms of a tough schedule. That has really been the case for a number of years now with you guys. In terms of trying to schedule tough, particularly in the spring, as you get closer to the summer, although, you know, I suppose we technically never reach the summer. But in terms of getting into the Big Ten, it gets you prepared, right, when you're facing a really good non-conference slate.
Yes. You know, I think that part of, you know, maybe something that we might have lacked last year a little bit was a little bit of preseason and playing, you know, outside the Big Ten and being able to play a couple different teams, although it was very challenging playing the same team four times at the end. You definitely know a team after four times of playing them, their pitchers, their catchers, everything. But, you know, you do miss a little bit of that competitive nature and coming back and beating a different team and finding a different way to win, that type of thing. So that's what preseason's all about.
You had a unique year last year in the terms of the roster structure as well, with all those super seniors that had been such a valuable part of the process throughout their careers here to make Minnesota a prominent team. Now, of course, they have moved on and there's holes to fill. How do you fill some of those holes? You had players play 5 and 6 years in some cases.
You know, I think that's part of collegiate athletics, and that's what makes, you know, that's kind of what makes it special in the fact of, you know, you get the 4, maybe 5 years to compete and be the best that you can be, but it's all about kind of getting the new blood in there and getting new people in there and allowing them to have a chance to compete. So I think that's the beauty of our game, is teaching someone as much as you can teach them in 4 to 5 years, and then, you know, being able to teach some more young females the same stuff. So I love it. I love the team dynamics, how they change every year. And I love the fact that there's always someone that steps up and finds another way to win and compete and make your team great.
Of course, Amber Fizer, we'll mention her because she had such a terrific career and was such a valuable piece. And she had another good year last year, but there were others behind her who were pitching well. So tell us a little bit about what fans can expect to see in the circle this year from the Maroon and Gold.
You know, we're going to be young, that's for sure. You know, we have Autumn Peace coming back, and she did a great job for us last year, and she'll obviously take the circle again, and then we'll have some new faces in there. And I think the same with our infield, you're going to see some new faces on the infield, and it's just about getting ready and getting, you know, them getting their feet wet of competing and learning how to win. And so it will be a little different, but I think every year we've done that. You know, I've always graduated a very good senior just for some other people to come in and replace, not replace them, but, you know, continue continue the legacy in a different way in their own footsteps.
Yeah, and I was looking at the stats because I remembered it being, you know, obviously a good pitching team, but Autumn Pease ended up actually with a better ERA. She had the best ERA amongst the starters last year. So you have to be happy with having her back and what she can maybe provide for you guys.
Yes, you know, I think she's gotten a little bit better every year, and that's part of it is just making yourself a little bit better. It doesn't mean necessarily adding pitches. Maybe it's a little bit more mentally making yourself better or finding a way to compete on the mound a little differently. And she's definitely crafty in a lot of different ways, and she's not afraid to be different and try something that might not be comfortable, and that's what makes her successful. And then she's a competitor on the mound. So we're excited to have her back. I think she brings a lot. I think she teaches the freshmen and the younger classmen, you know, just how to be stoic on the mound.
Now, I have to ask you, too, about Natalie Den Hartog. She led the Big Ten in home runs last year with 15 and obviously has had a great career as well. And now she's moved into that role where those super seniors, it probably helped bring her along. She's now, I suppose, in that leadership kind of a role, helping the young people as they did for her when she was young, right?
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, I think every year you learn how to grow, and you know she's one of the best in Minnesota, to be honest. And she's had a fantastic career here at Minnesota, and I think that there's a lot of heart and pride the fact that she does so well, and she is from Minnesota, and she's teaching everyone how to, you know, be great out right there. And so we're excited for her, and she's come a long way in the outfield. And, you know, I think you're going to see great things from her in the outfield.
Yeah. She has some natural athleticism, right? I mean, a pretty good arm, and she can, you know, it's a matter of just getting comfortable out there, I would assume.
Yes. She's done well. You know, I think she came in as an infielder utility player, and she made herself known in center field, and she's a heck of a center fielder.
Yeah. Her dad is, of course, the football coach at Hopkins. He played center field. I played left field. We were college baseball teammates at Luther College.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I always keep a special eye on Natalie Den Hartog because her dad and I were teammates. He was a couple years older, but he had a good arm. He could run as well. He played football as well. He was a multi-sport athlete at the Division three level. So it's fun to watch, you know, it means we're getting old, of course, but it's fun to watch, you know, people that you like have success. What's she mean to the lineup too? I mean, just to have, you know, that kind of a presence in the middle of the batting order has to be comforting each time you send the lineup card to the umpire.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Her stick can change the ball game, and you know, you always want one or two of those in the lineup. But I think what she brings is confidence. I mean, there is no pitcher that she's ever feared, or no situation that she's like, I'm not going to try to go into that. And regardless if you're hitting, you know, a .180 or you're hitting .500, you want those people up to bat all the time. You know, be the fact that they're fearless, and you know, they don't care what the situation is, they're going to go at it full steam. So.
All right, so who are some players maybe that Gopher fans are maybe they've heard of, haven't seen play much? Give us a few names, and I always hesitate to ask this because you'll probably call me in an hour and say, hey, I forgot to mention this player's name. But who are some players maybe that have been off the radar is not the right term, but that you're kind of bringing along and you're excited to see what they can bring getting more innings maybe to play?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Ellie Jensen's been in and out of our lineup. She's gonna help us win some ball games and contribute a lot there. You know, we have two transfers, Lauren Espelin and McKenna Dowell, and they're gonna help us in the lineup and defensively when they can. So you're gonna see them kind of helping us move through it. You know, Sydney Strelo, she's played a lot of positions for us. She's definitely gonna get to have some great time in the infield and kind of find her little groove in the infield. So watch out. She's a feisty little hitter as well. And then behind the plate, you know, we have Sarah Kinch, and she was a freshman starting last year, and she got to start and get her feet wet as a freshman behind the plate, which is to ask a lot and to catch a lot of pitchers and to not miss any balls and to throw everyone out. And so, you know, looking for her to be very steady back there, along with her kind of contributing, you know, with her bat.
Well, it's fun that we get to start. I know I'm jealous because you get the sunshine. I'm going to Lincoln, Nebraska this week and then next week to Penn State. So I'm going to stay cold. But you guys enjoy it down there, and you have a few of these weeks. And then it's really going to be fun to be able to get Gopher fans back into the stadium at home here and watch the Gophers.
Absolutely. We're excited. We can't wait to be back.